Amen. I love to come to the house of the Lord. I love this Acts 2:38 gospel. I love the infilling of the Holy Ghost. They used to sing a song, "It's real, it's real. I know it's real." But you can't explain it to somebody. It's like taking a two-year-old and explaining trigonometry to them. It's like David said, you just got to taste and see that the Lord really is good. And he's not dead. His church ain't dead. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyway, praise God. That's not even what I'm preaching. Matthew chapter 2, begin reading in the first verse. Amen. I've got scratches all over my brand new pulpit up here for some reason. I don't know if somebody hit it with a tambourine or something. Anyway. Praise God. It's messing up my OCD right now. Praise God. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. They used to say, when you got it, say amen. But when I know when you got it, because we got technology. Amen. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. I want to tell you, when you get a new king, it troubles everything else around you. Amen. When you get a new authority in your life, it troubles everything else around you. Herod didn't like the thought of there being another king. He was troubled. And all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea." Amen. Everybody say, "For thus it is written." "For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "For thus it is written by the prophet." Amen. And that's what I'm going to preach to you for a little while about tonight. "For thus it is written." Hallelujah. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your voices to the Lord all across this house. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors all across this house. Why don't you cry out to the Lord right now? We're about to see some promises come to pass. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One more time. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I know that it's August. Amen. But I'm preaching right now. Hallelujah. I want to preach "For thus it is written." Everybody say, "For thus it is written." Amen. When Herod asked the question, where the Christ or where the anointed one or where the Messiah would be born. The Bible doesn't say that there was a hesitation or said, let us think about it, or let me see what the intelligent people would say. There was no hesitation, but they answered the question immediately, and they said, it will be in Bethlehem. Amen. And the reason that there was no hesitation, and the reason that they knew it would be in Bethlehem, because they answered the question by saying, thus it is written. In other words, the word had already been established, and there was nothing that would change it. Amen. The word had already been settled, and nothing could change it. They knew what the word of God said. They knew the prophet had said that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And so when you get the word of God established in your heart, it's going to help you answer questions that everybody else around you has. Well, hallelujah. Amen. When you get the word of God established in your spirit, it's going to give you joy like you've never felt before. It's going to give you hope like you've never felt before. Amen. People that are up one day and down the next day, I would like to ask them, tell me how your faith is. Because when the word of God gets established in your spirit, it's hard to get a sour attitude then. I said it's hard to get a bad attitude then. Your day may not be going like you want it to, and you may get a flat tire. But when you got the promises of God in your spirit, amen, there'll be a pep in your step. Amen, there'll be something in you that says, this too shall pass. Thus it is written, I've got promises exceeding much. I may be down today, but help is on the way. Dark clouds may fill the sky, but he's going to answer me by and by. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a beautiful day when people make up their mind the word of God is going to take preeminence in my life. And the thoughts and the opinions of other people are going to be somewhere behind me. Amen. When the word of God takes preeminence, it'll change the way you walk. It'll change the way you act. It'll change where you go and what you do. What you allow your eyes to see and your ears to hear. When the word of God takes preeminence in your life. Come on, I want the word of God to get established in every person's heart in this room tonight. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can either choose to let the word of God drive us, or we can let doubt drive us. Amen. But just because you doubt it, don't mean you're going to change it. You can protest it, but the word of God is still going to be true. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I was in a taxi cab and a man started trying to teach me a Bible study. And it wasn't what the word of God said. And I'd had about all of it that I could take. And so I just began to say, let the word of God be true and every man a liar. I said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You may not like the word, but you can't change the word. It may make you mad, but it's still right. Come on, is anybody in love with the word of God? Hallelujah. I'll tell you how we ended up with 45,000 different denominations. You want the cliff notes of how it happened? Men got opinions. And they started saying, I don't think it takes all this. And the other ones started saying, I think it takes more than that. I don't think it takes any less. And I don't think it takes any more. I believe it just like it was given unto us. I believe his truth is going to endure to all generations. Hey man, I'm going to stand flat-footed and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey man, the word of God is going to happen. So we may as well fall in love with it. The word of God is controlling our very earth today. The words of God are controlling your breath right now. The reason you've got life is the word of God was spoken. And when he says it's finished, you're going to quit breathing. Amen. You can kick against it if you want to. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Praise God. You know what I want to happen tonight? I want the word of God to get established in people's spirit. Not internet doctrines and YouTube prophets, and, but the word of God. Well, hallelujah. I know there's people on the internet preaching the Bible, and I'm glad they are. I know there's people preaching on YouTube, but I'm probably on it right now. Amen. Preaching to the choir. Amen. But not everything you hear is right. If it ain't Bible-based. Amen. Let me tell you how you know when they start saying things like, I believe. I don't preach a lot of I believes. But I preach a lot of, and the Bible says, and the scripture said, hallelujah. Jesus said, except a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is spirit, come on, let's make our mind up. Let's be lovers of the word of God. Let's be lovers of the word of God. Let's be believers of the word of God. If you get to that point, you won't be depressed every day anymore. You won't be troubled in your mind anymore. When people ask you questions, you won't have to ponder. When they say, where is Christ supposed to be born? You won't have to hesitate because it's already written. It'll come right out of your mouth. Bethlehem of Ephratah. For thus it is written by the prophets. Hey, I'm trying to make your life easy right now. It's kind of quiet in here. Maybe I should have stayed gone another week. No, it's anybody love the Word of God? Yeah. Hallelujah. My Bible says that when God opens the door, now I'm not talking about when you open a door. That's opinions. Some people have the opinion they could beat a door down. But the Bible said when God opens the door, no man can shut it. Come on. I'm telling you, it's already written. It's already forever settled in heaven. When God opens the door, no man can shut it. You don't have to get discouraged. You don't need counseling. You just need another prayer meeting to get your mind right, to know it's already written and the Word of God is true. Hallelujah. The Bible said His promises are yea and what? And amen. Yea and amen. They didn't have to ponder because they knew what the Word of God said. Now, if you think you're going under, you don't know the Word of God, because it is written, I'm going over. I'm not going under. It's already written, I'm above and not beneath. It's already written. I'm blessed when I come in. I'm blessed when I go out. Come on, don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your faith. Everybody say it's already written. So this, no hesitation. When they were asked, where is it going to be born? They said it's going to be in Bethlehem. This is what the prophet Micah had wrote. He said, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah. Everybody say little. Even though you're little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Amen. When they were asked the question, they didn't categorize and try to justify or think about, Bethlehem is the least of the least. Bethlehem is the least. Amen. Let me think for a minute. You're asking where the Messiah is going to come, where the Christ is going to be born, where the anointed one. Let me think about this for a minute. I know that the Word of God said it's Bethlehem, but now that I think about it, amen, Bethlehem, it don't even have any really good hotels. Amen, the only one they got's always full. Amen, they don't have a 7-Eleven or a Cracker Barrel. And so let me tell you something, you can talk yourself right out of a miracle. You can reason yourself right out of getting the Holy Ghost. You can convince yourself right out of a healing if you want to. But I want the church to get a hold of something tonight. If it's already written, you might as well believe it, because you can't change it anyway. It's going to happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It was from the least. Everybody say from the least. It was from Bethlehem that the Messiah was going to be born. Let me tell you something. You don't have to have a whole lot to offer God to be able to do great things for God. Praise God. It's getting quiet. You don't have to be a five talent to do something for God. You don't have to be great to do great things for God. Hey, I'm trying to reverse some old thought processes. Amen. That I can't speak in front of people. I can't play. I can't sing. I can't really usher. I can't do this. I can't do that. And so I'm just going to sit here like a knot on a log and persevere. It's quiet in the new house tonight. Amen. It's a little louder when we're all bunched together. God don't need great stuff to do great stuff. Hallelujah. God don't need millionaires to pay off a church. You know what you ought to be saying? Use me, Lord. Because if he uses you, you're going to be blessed in the process. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You just need to get the word established in your spirit. People that their walk with God is backed by Bible-based teaching and understanding and learning, they're the consistent ones, because they know that every cloud that comes by has to keep on going. But if you don't know the word of God, you may think it's there to stay. You may think because you're thrown in the den of lions that's going to be your life. Well, this is just who I am. No, you need to be who God said you are. Come on. We're not what the trial says we are. We're what God says we are. Well, I don't know how this is going to work out. Well, I know how it's going to work out. How do you know? It's already written. If you hang on to the end, you're going to be saved. If you endure, I'm thankful for the promises of God. Amen. But the problem with some of the promises is that a lot of times they come with contingencies. Amen. When you get rid of all the contingencies, you can stand on the word of God then. Amen. When you start living by his word, well, that's a big one right there, huh? A couple of yows. I said when you start living by his word, and you start living in his word, and you let his word order your footsteps. Well, I feel like, you know, your feelings will take you to hell. I've seen a lot of people's feelings cause them to backslide and be lost. Well, I feel like God's finished with me. Do you want to go by what you feel like or how it's written? Well, I don't feel like I really fit in the church. Well, my Bible said God sets the members. So I just believe if somebody walks in here and sits down, God put them there. Come on, are you going to go by how you feel? Are you going to go by what is written? Hallelujah. I don't know if this is going to work or not. A lot of the blessings of God are contingent upon a big if. When you read the Word of God, it would say, if you keep my commandments, I'll open up the storehouse. I'll open up my good treasure. I'll bless you and I'll help you and I'll heal you. I'll drive the inhabitants out before you. But it's always connected to an if. Amen. And if you don't settle it and establish it in your heart that the word is already written and we can't change it, you're going to be upset when one person gets blessed and you don't get blessed. Let me turn around and preach a little while. Hallelujah. You're going to get upset when it looks like somebody else is getting ahead and you're falling further behind. You got to understand God deals with everybody on their own level. Amen. There's lessons God wants to teach you that maybe He's already taught me about it. And that's why the Bible is written. Don't compare yourselves among yourself. Don't look at this one and say, well, they're making a few more dollars an hour than me, and I don't know why, because I'm praying more than they are, and I'm doing right, and well, you don't know what's going on the other side. Amen. You let God deal with people. Amen. You got your hands full with your own mirror. You hear me? Your hands are already full with what's in the mirror. We can get that fixed. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. You know, when you start living the Word of God and you get the favor of God, you start living in the promises of God. Amen. When you start doing everything you know to do right, you can open up the book and you can see things and you can start saying, that's mine. Well, hello. You can say it's mine. It may not have happened today, but it's my promise. God put it in our spirits today. I never felt so much peace in my life as after I got the Holy Ghost and I spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came, just like everybody in that Bible did. And I felt peace like a river. Amen. I started doing everything I knew to do. And guess what? Amen. Not everything happened that I thought should happen. Hallelujah. But did I start pouting and crying? Amen. Murmuring, complaining in my tent? No, I got that book open again. And I started reading it again. God, is there anything else in my life that I need to change? Amen. I got on my face and began to pray. And God would deal with me about scriptures and things. And the more I did right, the more right my life got. Amen. I'm trying to teach you how to get off the fence. The fence is a miserable life. You don't fit in the world and you don't fit in the church. But when you sell out to God and you say, whatever your word says, if it's in this book, I'm going to do it. God's going to start opening up the windows of heaven in your life. We have exceeding precious promises. Hallelujah. Anybody want to hear some of them? Anybody like the promises of God? Amen. Praise God. Oh, I feel good. It's so good to live a pure, clean life. Man, it makes you sleep good. Amen. Makes you run the devil off. Makes you... I feel sorry for the world. I feel sorry for people that ain't got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Everybody say, this is our promises. I wrote a few promises down. I wish I'd have had time to write a whole bunch of them, but I wrote just a few. But because I didn't have enough time to write all of them down, I got me some scripture readers tonight. Amen. Y'all, somebody get a microphone for my readers too. Amen. We're about to have fun in this house. Amen. I'm not going to read to you out of the Reader's Digest or off of a cereal box. I started to say somebody's website, but I don't want to offend anybody. I'm trying to be good. Hallelujah. I want to read to you stuff that's already settled. Not stuff that's debatable, but stuff that's already settled and available for every one of us. I'm going to tell you, we need to be reminded sometimes. Some people just get up and they enjoy fighting the devil. It makes them feel holy, I guess. I don't know. I'm living in the blessings of God. Amen. I want to read it. Praise God. Where's all my readers at? Y'all line up here, because when I get through reading, y'all about to read. Amen. Did you know we're not on a schedule at Calvary Pentecostal Church? This is our building. We can do it however we want to do it. Amen. Deuteronomy 31:8, the Bible says, you like how I said that? The Bible said, not I believe, but the Bible said, and the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. Praise God. Are y'all listening to me or watching them? Some of y'all's husbands are up here, but y'all just watch me for a minute. Amen. Praise God. We'll give them a microphone in just a second. He it is that doth go, everybody say, before thee. He will be with thee. Everybody say, with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. We've got a promise that God said, I'm going to go before you. I'm not talking about something you hope's going to happen. I'm talking about something that's already written. Well, hallelujah. Isaiah 40:29, he said he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. That means if you feel weary, it's already written. God said, I'll give you strength. Come on, is anybody weary in the house? Needs a little strength tonight. Come on, you can get it tonight. He said, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that what? Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Praise God. God, you got to do it in the next 10 minutes, sir. It ain't going to happen. No, you got to learn how to wait on the Lord. God, if you don't do it by tomorrow, I'm in trouble. I can't go. No, if you'll wait on the Lord, it's already written. He'll renew your strength. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. I got a promise that if we'll learn how to wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord. Well, hallelujah. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, in the 12th verse, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Praise God. Amen. Don't complain about it if you ain't praying about it. Don't gripe about it if you ain't praying about it. What's he going to hear? The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Everybody say if. If my people, which are called by my name. Are you glad to be Jesus' name? Half of your battle's already over, just be in Jesus' name. Which are called by my name shall humble themselves. Everybody say, and pray. And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Some people don't think you ain't got to change nothing. Well, if you like your old life and getting beat down and not interested in being saved, you don't have to change. But if you want to get God's attention, you got to change. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He said, now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever. And mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. I want to tell you something. I've got a promise. It ain't my promise. It's one that's already been written. That if you'll humble yourself and you'll turn from any wicked way that you know, God said, then I'm going to hear your prayer. You know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow morning? I'm going to be back in this house and I'm going to be praying. Why? Why would you do that? Because I understand. I've got a promise that's already written. Well, I feel Jesus in this place. Amen. I just text a few people and I probably forgot a bunch more people. But everybody can't read tonight. Where we start? Praise God. I said, why don't y'all read tonight your favorite promise?
Psalms 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy follow me for all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, you like that? Surely.
Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have, for he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
It's written.
Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be thou not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Well, hallelujah.
Same.
It's already written.
Matthew 6:31-33. It says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or wherewithal shall I be clothed? For after all things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Shall.
Micah 7:7-8, therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise.
I shall.
When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me.
Amen. John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Jeremiah 29:14. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
John 16:12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that are the Father hath mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father.
Come on, let's stand together and thank the Lord. I feel like they read some of y'all's mail. That's what the Lord dealt with me about today. Whatever you need, there's already a promise written for it. I said, whatever you need, there's already a promise written for it. Hallelujah. What keeps people from living in the promises of God? It's usually this little word called doubt. Even when people have separated their life and they're living right, and when you hear it and you read it, it's just, you can imagine it for somebody else. Can I just say it like that? A lot of people have enough faith that, you know, everybody else could be healed or whatever. but for their own selves. That's where the struggle is. Amen. I want you to live in promise. I wanted to jump up on the airplane and run down the aisle shouting, God is great, but I didn't want an air marshal to tackle me. I've been waiting for this all day long. The miracle workers in this house tonight. The one that said, let there be light, and there was light, is in this house tonight. The rock that followed them in the wilderness. What did they need? They needed water so bad. Moses smite the rock. Water came out. They thought, what kind of rock is this? What kind of rock lets water come out? When you get to the New Testament, you figure out what kind of rock it is. Because the Bible said it was Jesus. What do you have need of tonight? I'm quitting 2 minutes early on purpose so you can shout 20 extra minutes. What do you have need of? Is it already written? It is written. They just read it. I'll supply all your needs. Just one of them readers took care of everything in this building. But it's not just one time. He said it from the beginning in Genesis to the end of the Bible. He promised. He promised he would hold our hand. He promised he would lead us. He promised he would feed us. He promised he would fight our battles for us. I'm talking about stuff that's already written. Not praying, God, will you do something? I'm talking about something that's already settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you need something from the Lord tonight? Amen. What are y'all going to sing? That's a good one. Praise God. So what I want you to do, I want you to connect your life to the written word of God. I don't want the word of God to be said. When you come down front tonight, from here on out, I want you to connect to the word of God. It's not something separate, but it's something that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. And He said, I'm with you, but I shall be in you. You've got the Word already inside. Come on, I feel faith in this house. I feel like miracles could happen. Yay, Lord. Come on, everybody in the house, lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, don't say, God, can you do it? Don't say, God, are you able? Say, God, I know it's already written. God, I'm standing on the promises. God, let me connect tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, just believe it when you begin to pray. Just believe it. God, I believe it. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. I rebuke every doubt. I rebuke every unbelief. I'm going over.
Claiming my promise, God has promised to me. I'm standing my ground. His word I believe.